save you 15%.
Gotta be Monday, first full week of December 2010. Today is the 6th, tomorrow the 7th, Pearl Harbor Day. Yesterday, new moon, which gives you the up. Why did the music stop? What's the matter with the music?
Well, you want more?
Kind of like it's a security blanket with it behind me in case I fall down.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
In case I have to close off my microphone for a second to do something. Sometimes I have to catch my breath. Sometimes I have things that are going on in my body that I don't want people to hear. Those sorts of things, Richie. And I get them all cleared out the first 60 seconds, and then we know it's going to be a great day. Jennifer Horn is here. Rich McFadden. Clay Cohod monitoring what's going on the social media. This is a busy weekend shopping-wise. Mrs. Claus visited us on the farm.
Did you take pictures?
Very cute. Yes, we have some pictures. And if Clay gets his act together, we'll have him up there lickety-split, as it were. Well, it isn't just Clay. It's the other people that have to figure out. We have video. You'll be proud of me, Richie. Had the cameras, the phones.
Very good.
Everybody's taking pictures of this, that, or the other thing. And so we'll see if we can present those. Hopefully your weekend isn't just Christmas. It was Hanukkah. This is the weekend. Hanukkah started, I think, last Tuesday, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Is that right?
You like that?
So it goes for 8 days. What sort of things are going on in your town because of that? 800-510-8255. Somebody told me they were going to give one thing and one thing only for Christmas. Something they deemed to be healthy. They found this, how do you pronounce A-C-A-I?
Acai.
Acai.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that what it is?
Yeah, whatever it is, it's either acai. No, it's not acai.
No, I think it's acai.
Maybe that's why I've decided I was interested in it, because I can't pronounce it.
You're the one that told me how to pronounce it, actually.
Yeah, I think I am.
Yeah, months ago. Because I used to say acai.
My dad's been drinking this juice with it in
it's
it.
Good.
Or something.
Yeah, it'll help you out a little bit. So that's what somebody said. They're going to give just nothing but gifts of health this Christmas, which is kind of a cool thing. Good idea. There is the world is a sort of interesting place in so many different ways. How sometimes things that we put completely out of our mind tend to roll back down in front of us. And how one thing leads to another, the domino effect of life. This is one of the most perfect examples of that I can think of, when people make wrong decisions based on something that happened that wasn't really the reason for something else happening. And I'll explain. 10 years ago this week, the Concorde, Air France had three of them, I believe. British Airways had five of them. A Concorde took off from the Charles de Gaulle Airport and caught fire.
Right.
Crashed, everybody was killed. All 113 people on the plane. So, immediately, the investigation began. A Continental Airline DC-10 had taken off just before the Concorde. And as it took off, one of there's a flange, three of them that surround a jet engine. One of them fell off and ended up on the tarmac. Nobody saw it. Well, the pilot of the Concorde saw it before he took off, but it was too late. The piece of metal that was in or on the runway, when the Concorde flew over it, that piece of metal went up into one of the engines on the left-hand side of the Concorde. It blew up the engine and it blew up the plane. End of story. Finished. So, this weekend, a French court found Continental Airlines, and more specifically, a French mechanic at the airline headquarters, or the shop that they used in at Charles de Gaulle, guilty of involuntary manslaughter for their role in the crash of the Concorde that subsequently led to the grounding of all of them for good. When, in fact, this was the... They couldn't explain why it was that this piece of metal hitting the engine blew it up. Huh? Anything that goes into an engine like that will blow it up. That's why Singapore Airlines is suing Rolls-Royce, the manufacturers of the engines for those big jumbo jets, because one of them had something come apart inside the engine, and it blew the engine out, and the plane was lucky to be able to turn around and come back again. Had it been the old days, when all of the engines were connected one to the other through a fuel line, that fire could easily have gone through the fuel line to another engine and blown the plane up. As it happened, you can imagine being in the plane at 23,000 feet, you see the engine blow up, how comfortable that ride must have been to get back to ground.
Not so much.
And then a couple days later, same design engine blows up on a 747. So the point I'm making isn't just about the airline business and about travel. It's about how one thing that somebody does or doesn't do leads to... This was so simple. There are latches on these things. Imagine a latch that I'm going to try to describe this. Use your imagination. There's a clip, and there's a rectangular piece of steel that clips on with a sort of one of those little latches. You see them often on anything metallic that needs to be closed. And this thing was not firmly closed. Probably the design, although DC-10s were around for a long time, so... this is the first time anybody can remember it happening. The thing came unlatched. The vibration, apparently, there was some rust on it. I mean, there's a lot of detail that probably isn't important. But the thing falls off on the runway as the plane takes off. So it's a piece of metal with a sharp edge. It gets under the tire, blows out the tire, and it blows it into the engine intake. And, of course, you throw a piece of 3x6 metal into a jet engine, the engine's going to blow up. And it blew up. It blew the side off of the plane. The plane couldn't stay in the air and basically went over sideways and boom. And it was only in the air. It was like 400 feet in the air. It wasn't like it was way up in the air. It went up. And you remember the pictures of it. Everybody, you could see the pictures. You can go back in archives and find the pictures now of that plane. But the folks at British Airways and the folks at Air France decided, instead of risking bad publicity or something else happening to the Concorde, they would retire the fleets. And Richard Branson, to his credit, said, okay, I'll buy all of them from you, and I'll run them. And the British government, politicized as much as it was by the power of British Airways, said, no, they're not safe. When, in fact, there's nothing wrong with any of those planes today, and if you pushed them out of the Smithsonian or wherever they were, and did some work on them, cleaned them up, whoosh, back in the sky they'd be.
Just saw one a few months ago when we went to the Air and Space Museum here in Washington.
The fact that they get grounded is a colossal example of how people jump to conclusions improperly often. And in this case, there was an iconic reality. I flew on the Concorde once, sat next to Paul McCartney. I've told that story on the air several times.
Don't tell my mother. She'd scream out loud.
Really. It was a great experience. And something that today, these planes, maybe they were 30 years old then. They might not last another 10 years. But nobody wanted to build another one because they were afraid of the stigma that was attached to the first one. And there was nothing wrong with the first one. Incredible that this would come around to the decision being made. And it wasn't a good decision.
And I still remember those things flying out of Dulles. I lived near Dulles Airport.
When they would take off, they didn't go to supersonic until they got far enough away so they wouldn't blow out windows on people's houses.
No, but still, you
could, hear it.
You absolutely knew when it was the...
And every same time every year. I remember when staying at Uri's house, you could tell when it was the same time every day I got a kick out. It was like 1:13 or something in the afternoon. Right. Plane would go over and you would hear it.
Oh, yeah.
It was at that point that it would hit supersonic. It was 1,140 miles an hour or something like that. And it is, you could hear it bang and go boom as it changed things in the atmosphere.
Wow.
Pretty amazing stuff. Anyway, that's my story. Well, speaking of England, you know Harry Potter was the wealthiest Brit under 30? Not Harry Potter, but Daniel Radcliffe.
Oh, wow.
Not surprising.
Yeah. He's the wealthiest. He's worth $46 million. Emma Watson is worth 32. Pattinson is an Englishman. I didn't know that. He's English?
Oh, yeah. Robert Pattinson?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't talk like a Brit. Get rid of that accent.
He kind
of
looks like a Brit, though.
Yeah, he does kind of.
Not exposed to enough sunlight.
Yeah, right. That's it, right. Number one movie this weekend, Tangled, from Walt Disney Studio. What's that about?
It's a Rapunzel story, actually.
Oh. And the Harry Potter's number two this week. So far taken in $244 million domestically. About three times that much around the world. So that's that story. If you're looking for a way to brighten up your day, we're on the throes of doing that right here on Good Day at 18 past the hour.
I don't want to grow up.
Shop Toys R Us for super deals on the biggest selection of toys and video games from the hottest brands like Barbie, Fisher-Price, Lego, Nintendo, and more. If you're expecting a baby, register with Babies R Us. We make it easy to plan for baby's arrival. Sign up in-store or online. Plus, make shopping even more rewarding. Join our free rewards program at Toys R Us and Babies R Us and get exclusive offers, discounts, and more. Toys R Us and Babies R Us, the hottest toys and everything for baby, all at low prices. Come shop and save today.
Macy's declares Friday National Believe Day. To celebrate, the Make-A-Wish Foundation will grant wishes across America, and you can help. For every stamped letter to Santa that Macy's collects on Friday, we'll give an additional dollar to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. That's in addition to the up to $1 million already committed for letters dropped off through Christmas Eve. Together, we can collect more than a million reasons to believe. Drop off your Santa letter Friday during Macy's National Believe Day.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Includes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do mimes make even less sense when you can't see them?
The mime is stuck inside a giant invisible box. Now he's drawing an imaginary door. And now he's opening his imaginary door. And the imaginary door just shut on his fingers. Now he's doing an imaginary cry.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendabite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and five other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin. and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes. A $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
Love it.
Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue. Wrap your presents to your darling from you. Pretty pencils to write I love you. Pretty paper, pretty ribbons.
It's a sad day for Roy Orbison fans because this is the anniversary of his passing.
Wow.
Age of 52.
Wow.
Massive heart attack. He's a big, big smoker. Big, 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 big smoker. And it took its toll on him. We'll have some more details of that coming up in a few moments. Plus our daily visit from Montel Williams to help you out. And speaking of helping them out, you know that Montel is sponsored by Montel Money Mutual. It's really a trusted source for many, the trusted source. A lot of people use these services over and over and over again. There are some people that use these services every month because their cash flow doesn't work for them, and it's a quick, easy way. You know, you hear these ads for American Express, yada, yada, yada. You have to have a certain cachet to get an American Express card. You don't have to have anything except a job that pays you $800 a month in order to get the help from Montel Money Mutual. You need to borrow some money, pay off an unexpected bill. Maybe somebody had to go to the hospital over the weekend, and you have that hanging over your head. This will fix that problem. They are not predators. Sure, they charge you money to borrow their money, but it's not crazy. Montel Money Mutual, it's quick, it's easy. If you go to, there are two choices to make this work for you. MontelMoneyMutual.com. Or you call 800-532-CASH. That's 800-532-2274. Who doesn't need extra money at this time of year? 26 past the hour, Montel, in a few moments. Thinking about Roy Orbison being up in the heavens. Is there a, what's that rock and roll heaven? The Righteous Brothers did it.
Yep.
That was such a wonderful song.
Yep.
It always gives me goosebumps when I hear that song because I think about whether there is. You know, we all think about the next life or what happens after this one, and we can't quite figure it out. We look up in the sky and we wonder if we'll be somehow or other placed on another one of those planets up there. And we look around. There was this big discussion we had last week.
Wasn't it last week?
Jennifer, I think it was, about the number of stars that we have in our planet. Matter of fact, somebody sent me...
It was making our brain hurt, remember?
Well, somebody said I was wrong about how many stars there were. I'm trying to find.
It was Peter, wasn't it?
No, it was Peter, but there was somebody else that sent me one of our staff members. Anyway, over the weekend, scientists said the number of stars in the universe had been seriously undercounted. So our 2020 news quiz, 800-510-8255, is how many more stars are there than previously we thought? 800-510-8255. This is just new. NASA covered with this information and also had a great story about how the Earth leaves a trail behind. You know how you have the trail behind comets and things like that that we see up in the sky? The Earth now, it has been found, leaves a trail as it moves through space, which is kind of interesting, and nobody had seen it before, but we have one of those helicopters, one of those big scopes in the sky, looking back now at the Earth from trillions of miles out there, and there's this little trail that follows us. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
800-510-8255. How many more stars are there in the universe than had previously been thought? What's the right number? How many more? If you can possibly imagine this, it's hard to imagine it. 800-510-8255 for the prize on the Good Day quiz.
The price is right.
Yes.
Hi, I'm Montel Williams, and this is Living Well. Healthy eating means different things to a lot of different people, but for me, it means eating whole, unprocessed foods whenever possible. And to make them more flavorful, I rely on two items that no kitchen should be without: herbs and spices. Researchers have discovered that many herbs and spices actually have more disease-fighting antioxidants than most fruits and vegetables. Not to mention, when you use low-calorie herbs and spices to season your food, you can inject flavor without adding salt, sugar, and fat. So which herbs and spices are in my pantry? For sheer versatility and antioxidant power, you can't beat cinnamon. Use it to liven up your yogurt, your oatmeal, and even your coffee. Oregano is another antioxidant leader. Just a single teaspoon has as much antioxidant power as 3 cups of broccoli. And don't forget about the garlic, ginger, turmeric, and rosemary. Not only will these herbs and spices do wonders for your cooking, they'll help you live well, too. I'm Montel Williams. Hi, I'm Montel Williams. Are you facing an unexpected car repair bill, a medical emergency, or you just need cash until payday? Well, you may not have that money today, but you can have it in about 24 hours. Go to MontelMoneyMutual.com and get up to $1,000 cash in your checking account by tomorrow. Just be 18 or older and have a regular income of at least $800 a month. So forget about overdraft charges, bounce checks, and late fees. For short-term cash when you need it fast, go to MontelMoneyMutual.com or call 1-800-532-CASH.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes, Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot,
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes and movies does Netflix let you watch for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct.
I can't believe that.
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix.
See. Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Question: what would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10. Or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Yesterday's news. December 6th, 1988. One of music's unique voices is silenced.
Pretty woman, walking down the street, pretty woman.
Roy Orbison died of a massive heart attack at the age of 52. Orbison, wearing his trademark black shades, bursted onto the music scene in the early 60s. In the span of 4 years, he had 9 top 10 hits.
Only the lonely.
With success came personal tragedy. Orbison's wife died in a motorcycle accident, and his two young sons were killed in a house fire. After being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1987, Orbison revived his career with the Traveling Wilburys. Roy Orbison's last solo album, including the hit You Got It, was released after his death and became the most successful of his career.
Anything you want, you got it. Anything you need, you got it.
And that's yesterday's news for December 6th.
But I got the sunshine and the blue sky up above. I got the black sky.
Roy Orbison never did a good day sort of a song, did he? That's too bad. We gotta go through his repertoire and find something. This guy was an incessant recorder.
He had all those hits, but he
was always in the studio. It was his thing.
Part of the $1 Million Quartet?
Live a life. What, the Willoughbys?
No.
What are you talking about?
He and Elvis and Waylon Jennings and
Jerry Lee Lewis.
Jerry Lee Lewis and
Johnny Cash. You say
Carl
Johnny
Perkins
Cash?
And Johnny and
Carl
Cash.
Perkins, yeah. Perkins, Perkins.
Carl Perkins.
Yes, okay. Sir. Well, the passing of Roy Orbison, but still
sad
left
day.
Great music that we hold on to. Of his 25 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program Monday morning. It is a new moon, new opportunities, new beginnings. Good time to start things later in the week. Mercury goes retrograde, so you want to have all of your new things done before that happens.
No, everybody last week was saying they thought it was already Mercury in retrograde.
Oh, but it happens. It sometimes affects those who really are affected by the pulling of the moon and the planet, the stars, and that sort of thing. It gets early, and then fortunately, if there's a good side to it, it goes away early. But the cycle itself can last as long as 3 weeks. And it's just one of those things, it's a headbanger.
It's going to last through Christmas?
It lasts through Christmas.
That's good, so we'll take a little break.
Wait, let me get this straight.
It affects travel, communication, often technical stuff.
Okay.
I'm traveling across the country for
Mercury in retrograde. Perfect. You don't buy any new technical equipment when Mercury is in retrograde.
Not a good time to buy technical.
I'm a big believer in not buying anything. So during the Christmas season, when everybody is buying anything and everything electronic devices and giving them and starting them and receiving them, Mercury will be in retrograde.
Make sure you don't buy things made in China and they have batteries included.
You might want to get your warranty with that, too.
Turn anything on until January.
The question on how many stars there are in the universe, discussed and debated because there was a lot of, this weekend, a lot of stuff from NASA. I always like getting some of the things, the discovery. Last week, remember, we were talking about that arsenic bug that may be alive, a new kind of life form.
Yeah,
that
lives on arsenic. An alien in California, right.
Yeah. The definition of life heretofore, according to scientists, had been XYZ, and now apparently there's an ABC to the XYZ. You know how science is? Somebody took me to task for that, too, over the weekend. I said, science is always disproving itself, so what good is science? Science is wonderful in many different ways, but it isn't the end-all and the be-all because it is, as with other items that are part of the human condition, not completely accurate. It is not infallible. It is fallible.
Can I speak for science for a second?
You may. The answer to the question is, may you speak? I am. Can implies you are able, and I know you are able.
Here we go, everybody.
May implies permission. You have my permission to speak.
Clay Cohut is going to speak for the science world.
Yeah,
well, science, by definition, is the human's understanding of the universe at any given point in time. So science, by definition, changes.
As we are about to figure out when it comes to the number of stars there are in the sky, I've asked this question as our 2020 News Quiz question. How many more stars are there than was thought to be the case in terms of, I guess, simple multiplication?
14.
Here is Randy in Fairbanks, Alaska, listening to KFAR. Randy, welcome to Good Day.
Hi. I believe that there are 200 sextillion more stars than there were before.
I don't know what that number is.
That's the national debt, Randy. You got the number confused.
No, a sextillion.
I know. I'm being facetious.
Yeah.
Say, what is a sextillion?
A sextillion is a 1 followed by 23 zeros. It comes after you've got million, billion, trillion, quintillion, quadrillion, quintillion, and then sextillion.
I know I like the sounds of it.
Can you say that on the radio?
Yes, you can. All right, Randy, that is not the correct answer.
But where does it's a cotillion good fit in?
Right. Thank you very much. Remember we used to have the cotillion when we were dancing? In Miss Mackey's dance class, we had the cotillion. John in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Hi, welcome to Good Day.
21 zeros
good morning,
after
sir.
Sextillion.
23 zeros.
Okay.
Hey, John, what do you think the answer is? How many more stars in the universe are there? It's a multiplier of X.
Yes,
so
twice
what
as many as they previously thought, and they currently think there is 100 septillion stars in the sky. So if that's twice as many, half of that would be 50 septillion more.
Yeah. Well, you have two numbers that relate to each other, but they are not the correct relating numbers because that base number needs some modification. So we'll travel to Owensboro, Kentucky. Wayne's listening to WOMI. Hi there, Wayne. Happy New Year to you, and happy holidays, and Merry Christmas, and whatever applies, you got it. Hi. So, Wayne.
Three times.
Say again?
Three times.
The number of stars in the universe has been seriously undercounted. Last week, scientists estimated there could be three times as many stars out there as had been thought. The undercounting, a problem that comes from small stars in certain galaxies called dwarf stars. It has thrown a monkey wrench into the understanding of how galaxies are formed, apparently. And so the professor of astronomy at Yale, who reported the findings first, says the conundrum is that astronomers cannot actually count these dwarf stars, which have masses less than a third that of the sun, and galaxies that are outside the Milky Way. Can you even begin to, like these numbers and imagining how this all works? How do you even begin? How's your imagination, Wayne? Do you have a good imagination?
Pretty good, but it can't do that. It doesn't work, does it?
It starts to lock up
when you start doing things like that.
It's like using too much ether on a diesel engine. You know how that works?
Yes, sir.
Locks it up. Right, all right. So we're going to send you some Doug Steffen stuff. I think Richie has some good Christmas things. I don't know if that's maybe you'll get something from me and you'll want to re-gift it. You have my permission to do that. All right, hold on just a second. Three times as many stars. Not every galaxy looks like ours. We are in the Milky Way. Has sort of a spiraling pinwheel set of arms, if you've ever looked at those pictures. Some are elliptical. Some are just like big blobs. And so, again, we take into account what we think, because it applies to us, applies everywhere. Isn't that a funny thing about the human condition? Just because it is like it here. Like, we assume that all of the planets that are in all of these stars that we can't count, that are suns, have planets going around them, and we have always made it a part of the understanding that there are these sort of cyclical, elliptical, I'm doing my hand thing now, people who are watching me on the stream at gooddayshow.com are seeing me with my hands running around here. It is not, apparently, what we think is the norm with a planet going around a sun or a star isn't how it works. You know, there are all kinds of weird manifestations of this. In eight elliptical galaxies, the ratio of dwarf stars to sun-like stars was 1,000, or in some cases 2,000 to 1, rather than the 100 to 1 the Milky Way has. We're in a typical elliptical galaxy. We have 100 billion stars in this galaxy.
Walking in a typical elliptical.
There would be 1 trillion or more stars, Richie, apparently here and in nearby galaxies that heretofore we haven't been able to count.
Wow.
So, to be perfectly honest about this, how foolish is the notion? We think we're all by ourselves. We think that there's nothing else out there. We think we have the Earth built in 6 days, or maybe 6 periods of some time. But we are so egotistical. And then you think about the force that would create all of this, and it gives you a headache. But you do think about a force, because there is a force. It's not an accident. How does all this stuff happen? By accident. But how do we even imagine a force that is all being, all knowing, and that would cuddle us as we move from this reality to another reality? Thus the discussion of Roy Orbison or whomever may have passed, a fellow that was a well-known fellow in the radio business named Stu Olds, passed away over the weekend at the age of 60. And I think to myself, okay, we always related to ourselves. Am I on borrowed time?
Yeah.
You know, these things. Well, people are living longer, but it's... And now it's like we have a calendar that says this is the year 2010. Well, that's just a reference point to an event that happened in time.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the beginning, it's not the end. It's just a convenience.
Yeah, and like science, I don't trust time because it's always changing.
Well, it's always changing and you're always behind.
Mini Doug.
Right?
Mini Doug. Time isn't what you think it is.
Yeah.
My 5 seconds isn't the same as your 5 seconds.
You know what? I can be sure of one thing, though, Rich.
Yeah.
15 before the hour.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less at another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for $1?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that, too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Welcome to Living Healthy Naturally, with information and advice on how to improve your health and wellness with natural remedies and nutritional healing. Here's renowned naturopathic doctor and certified nutritionist, Dr. Lindsay Duncan.
Many people consume foods fortified with B vitamins, but the typical American diet, high in processed, cooked, and microwavable foods, gives us only a fraction of the B vitamins that we need for good health. Vitamin B12, for example, helps your body convert food and carbohydrates into energy. People don't get enough B12, but when they do get vitamin B12, they can feel energetic almost immediately. I have recommended an amazing product to my clients that gives them the needed vitamins and nutrients in a simple and delicious juice. The product is called Pomegranate and Berries with Resveratrol Juice, and it's from a company called Genesis Today. It tastes fantastic, and it delivers 50% or more of several important B vitamins, plus 1,000% of the daily value of vitamin B12. Try it today. I know that you'll like it, and I know that you'll feel the benefits of a properly and well-nourished body.
To learn more about living healthy, naturally, and pomegranate and berries with resveratrol, please visit genesistoday.com. Pomegranate and berries with resveratrol is available in the refrigerated section next to the OJ at all Walmart and SuperTarget locations.
Macy's Perfect Gift Sale has the best gifts for everyone at 25 to 50% savings. Plus an extra 20, 15, or 10% off when you use your Macy's card or pass. Save on sweaters for him and for her, $29.99. Designer active and wool coats, 40% off. Holiday Lane and Martha Stewart Collection ornaments, 50% off. Plus get free shipping at Macy's.com with a $99 purchase. Shop early till late at Macy's Perfect Gift Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
All right, so here's the we're going to put a poll together, which basically gets you to focus on what goes on outside of our sphere, you'll pardon the pun, of influence. The Earth has a long tail of dust. That's something that could relate to alien worlds, so the scientists say. There's a new black hole, an amazingly young black hole that has been discovered as a result of, this is, by the way, this stuff is all coming out now. It's like the when Dr. Ken gives us the results of a lot of, one week could be a lot of heart news, because the American Heart Association is meeting, and all their position papers, all the work that's been done, all the study, gets released at once. So it isn't like last Thursday at 8 o'clock, we found that there was a new black hole, that people have been working on this for a while, at the Chandra X-ray...
Yeah, what he said.
The Chandra X-ray Observatory. And you get the story at the NASA website, nasa.gov/science-news, science at NASA, that sort of thing. So this baby black hole, only 30 years old, that scares a lot of people because they know that the black hole is like a vacuum, mm-hmm. and it sucks everything around it into it, and where it goes, nobody knows. And supposedly, according to some, again, this is all theory, the universe didn't exist. It was all just one big black hole, and then something that was the size of a pin blew up and created these trillions and jillions and millions and gagillion, septillion, sectillion, trillion, dillion.
The Octomom.
Right. Octomom.
That's a lot of planets.
Right. Let's see here. A comet snowstorm has engulfed Hartley II. Charlotte, does that bother you? What about Charlotte? Let's see here. The sun steals comets from other stars. And our comets in our solar system, the sun eats them up, just like it will eat up the Earth in another 19 billion years or something. The Earth's going to be absorbed by the sun. You know that, right? all the planets would just kind of blow up or get sucked in there. And really, it does disturb people when they hear that. 51 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic waste were washed away. But when waste were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, WHEY.com.
Now, 53 past the hour, the Monday Doug Steffen Good Day program. The reality of the finite world that we can touch, taste, smell, feel, and hear. And then we have some of the things, even the boundaries that we push here on this planet, the technology, the WikiLeaks thing, for example, and how all those pieces fit together. That's the usage of the equipment. Understanding how it's used is one thing. Understanding how it's made is yet another. We had a nice event at the farm store over the weekend. Mrs. Claus came to visit, and a lot of people were there with their children, and they have these digital point-and-shoot cameras, and they are the cat's meow. The pictures are so sharp. I have one that about, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago. Richie, when did I buy that camera?
Yeah, about that. Camera.
But according to Alex Goldfein, the point-and-shoot camera sales are declining sharply. And nobody can quite figure it out. So let's see if we can tune in.
I can.
Me too.
Alex, well, let's.
I have cell phones.
I know, because you're so smart. But let's have Alex give us the answer, since he's being paid to do that and you aren't, Rich.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Now, the Technology Taylor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
Interesting piece in the New York Times about smartphones and photo cameras. Most phones these days have a pretty nice camera built in. Turns out those cameras are making standalone point-and-shoot cameras obsolete. The NPD Group reports that revenue generated by sales of point-and-shoot cameras has fallen 24% since 2008, from $2.4 billion to $1.9 billion. Also, and this is fascinating, sales of those big digital SLR cameras, the ones with interchangeable lenses, they've increased by 29%. Here's what's happening. Most people have a camera on their phone, and they're not the best camera, and certainly of lesser quality than dedicated cameras, but they are the cameras we have now, at the moment the photo is required. And fancier, more powerful cameras are seen as upgrades to what's on our phones, making poor point-and-shoots the odd men out. I'm Alex Goldfein.
Macy's declares Friday National Believe Day. To celebrate, the Make-A-Wish Foundation will grant wishes across America, and you can help. For every stamped letter to Santa that Macy's collects on Friday, we'll give an additional dollar to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. That's in addition to the up to $1 million already committed for letters dropped off through Christmas Eve. Together, we can collect more than a million reasons to believe. Drop off your Santa letter Friday during Macy's National Believe Day.
All right, the idea this time, especially of free time, often lost during the next few weeks and the endless logistics of having to do this, having to do that, coordinating family schedules, cooking meals. Brian Osich has more on some of the things that can help you get back some of your time.
Even with extra time off this holiday, we still need 25 hours in a day to cross off all the items on our to-do list. AOL consumer advisor Regina Lewis says one way to get back a little travel time is to follow some simple road rules.
Seasoned holiday road travelers live by three simple rules. First, invest in a quick pass to whiz past long lines at the tolls. Second, pre-pack snacks to avoid crowded rest stops. And third, use special features on popular route planning websites like MapQuest to plot out the quickest trip.
Lewis also says you could get back a little time with one less trip to the bank.
Set up mobile banking and you'll have secure access to your money wherever, whenever, however you want. Whether you're holiday shopping or sitting in an airport, you can check your balance, transfer money, pay bills, and locate nearby ATMs.
For more information, you can log on to bankofamerica.com/solutions. That's Get Ahead This Holiday from Bank of America.
The president went to Afghanistan over the weekend. Just showed up. That's pretty cool. When you get right down to it. Like him or not like him isn't the important thing. Or even going to Afghanistan. The fact that he can still get around and not all these busybodies, these flea bags in the so-called news world can be on top of it. He just sort of takes the, remember the from the West Wing, you sneak out underneath the White House and you go someplace in the dead of night. They take you in a taxi cab to Andrews Air Force Base, get on the plane and leave, and nobody knows, where's the president? Shows up in Afghanistan. That's kind of cool, actually. So that's how it works. I think I'll do that, Richie. I think I'm going to take a cab out of here. I'm going to show up in Worcester tomorrow.
Cool. How's that? That's I'll good? Show them.
Yeah. 59
best. It'll be in all the news.